It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Many Coloradans can expect to get their COVID-19 vaccine at a pharmacy rather than a hospital or doctor's office. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The state says it's working with pharmacies, those in large grocery chains and smaller ones, to help administer tens of thousands of vaccines. In recent years, pharmacies have played a growing role in vaccinations for things like influenza, pneumonia, and shingles. Emily Zedvorny heads up the Colorado Pharmacist Society. She says pharmacies have been staffing up to prepare for mass COVID-19 vaccinations.
Pharmacies are in every community in the state. So when you're trying to find out how to reach everybody, pharmacies are kind of the obvious answer.
Two pharmacy chains, CVS and Walgreens, are also part of a federal partnership charged with visiting senior homes to administer vaccines there. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Businesses in El Paso County could let more customers in under the state's new five-star program. The initiative lets businesses apply for increased capacity by meeting a list of COVID-19 safety requirements, including employee exposure checks and improved ventilation. El Paso County Commissioner Stan Vanderwerf says he's seen the program as one way to ensure businesses will make it through the year.
So the goal is to help as many people as possible survive what we've got to get through. So when we get to the other side of 2021, they're ready to take advantage of, you know, the economy that has come back.
Vanderwerf says the county is waiting for approval from the state to jumpstart the program and plans to open applications for businesses in the coming weeks. The state's top political leaders are looking at new fees to pay for transportation projects across Colorado. The gas tax, which pays for road work, has stayed at 22 cents per gallon in the state since 1991, and new cars use less gas. Here's Governor Jared Polis.
It's a good thing that vehicles are more fuel efficient. It's a good thing that people are using EVs. But the problem is they still use the roads. And so we just have to figure out as a state a way to future-proof the way that we fund roads.
Legislative leaders will likely propose new fees on gasoline, delivery services, ride hailing, and more. This year's legislative session is delayed by the pandemic. It begins in February. It's going to be a mostly sunny day across the state. There is snow in the forecast for much of Colorado on Saturday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.